Hi, thank you for calling the NEC helpline. What is the name of the person you are transferring?
Hi, it is Demetrius Fields.
Okay, perfect. Okay, hi, can you hear me, Demetrius?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, great. Again, this is Carolina. I'm calling on a recorded line here. Would you like to see if you met the criteria to participate in the NEC baby formula lawsuit? I'm sorry, I hear that.
Yes, may I hear you? Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and did you already have an attorney helping you with this?
No.
Okay, so you haven't signed any paperwork with any legal agency for this?
No, ma'am.
Okay, sounds good. Okay. Now, Demetrius, was it a baby of yours or anyone that was diagnosed with NEC?
Yeah, mom, my daughter.
Your daughter was diagnosed with NEC? I'm so sorry to hear that. And what kind of injuries did your baby girl sustain? Did she have any gastrointestinal conditions, any perforations?
It was a necrotizing enterocolitis.
Mm-hmm. And did she have any scarring in the intestines, any neurological damage, anything like that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have the medical records?
Living problem. Say that again.
Did you have any medical records showing the diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm glad to hear. Okay, so your daughter, when was it that she was diagnosed?
Hello?
Yeah, when was it that your daughter was diagnosed?
August in 2018.
Okay.
Like the fourth week of August of 2018.
Okay. So around late August.
Correct.
Okay, no worries. And was she diagnosed before or after she was given formula?
After.
Okay. After. How long was she on the formula before she got officially diagnosed?
About like, I would say about 14, 15 days.
Okay. And do you remember the type of formula that it was?
Yeah, it was the Neo, I think it's pronounced NeoSure or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah,
no worries. And do you remember the exact facility where she was diagnosed?
Yeah, Mountain View.
Can you repeat that for me one more time?
Mountain View Hospital.
You said Mountain View?
Yeah, yes, ma'am. Mountain View Hospital.
Okay, and that's in Nevada, or which one is that one in?
No, that's in Nevada, yeah, Las Vegas.
Okay. Mountain View Hospital, and that's in North Tenaya Way. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, okay. You need the address?
I think I have it here, the 3100.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
Perfect. Okay. And is this the same hospital where she was born?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, so she was born and then she was diagnosed in the same stay, or did you guys leave and then come back?
Nah, yeah, it's not in the same day, not when she was born.
It was the same stay.
Right.
Okay. Okay. And how's your baby girl now? How's she doing?
I mean, she good. Of course, like, you gotta keep an eye on it. It's not like, you know, you just forget about it. You know, like, you just forget about it. No, I have friends that have cancer and they beat it and it comes back. You just gotta keep an eye on it.
Yeah, of course. And your baby girl and yourself, are you both citizens of the United States?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And do you know how many weeks she was when she was born?
7 months. About like 31 weeks.
31 weeks, you said?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Okay. What was her date of birth?
August 1st, 2018.
Okay, so that was August 1st, 2018. Okay, perfect. And how old is she right now?
Six.
Perfect. Okay. Would you be able to provide a birth certificate?
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
Okay, sounds good. And do you know if any other friends or family were also fed formula and affected?
Not that I know.
Okay.
at least from my concern, I'm just like, my apologies. I just, yeah, not that I know.
Okay, perfect. And can you confirm your child's gender for me?
Female.
Perfect. Female. Okay, what was your baby girl's first name?
Aaliyah.
Was that A-L-I-Y-A-H?
No, A-L-I-Y-A, no H.
Okay, A-L-I-Y-A, and did Aaliyah have a middle name?
Yeah, Jaden, J-A-D-E-N, Woods.
Okay. Perfect, just one second. Okay, so that was Aaliyah, A-L-I-Y-A. Middle name, you said Jaden, J as in juice, A, D as in dog, E-N. Is that right?
No. Jaden, J, I don't know. I don't, my best cut, it's like super windy in my area. I don't, it's like, it's hard to hear sometimes because it's getting bad connected. Jaden, J as in jet, A as in apple, E as in dog, E as in eagle, and N as in Nancy.
Okay, yeah, perfect. And then that was okay. Woods, W-O-O-D-S?
Right.
Okay, perfect. Now, was Aaliyah, did she have a suffix to her name?
No.
Perfect. Okay, and do you know her social?
Yeah, 9528.
Okay, I got 9528. What was the rest of that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not at the house right now. You need the full social?
Yeah, do you have the full social?
He's at the house, though, but I'm not at the house. I don't memorize.
Okay, do you know the last four? Was that 9528?
Right.
Okay, no worries. We'll just do the last four for right now. So that was 9528. Perfect. And then your name, that was Demetrius, Demitrius. Is that right?
Say that again one more time.
Demitrius.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And last name I have is Fields, Fields. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Demetrius, did you have a middle name?
Denzel. D A N D E L.
Okay. So that was D A N D E L.
Yeah, D A N Z E L. Yeah, correct.
Okay. And that was Z as in zebra?
Correct.
Okay. Demetrius, did you have a suffix, junior, senior, anything like that?
Nope.
Okay, and what was your marital status?
Married.
Okay, perfect. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Okay. Do you know your social?
8143.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Damn, so, animal control, what they doing in here?
The last four were 8143?
Correct.
Okay, and what was your date of birth?
9/15/1990.
Okay, so that was September 15th,
September,
1990.
September 15th, 1990.
Perfect. And the email I have here is demetriusdenzelfields@gmail.com. Is that right?
Yeah. Can you spell that out for me? Just in case it's right.
Again, that was D-E-M-I-T-R. I'm sorry. D-E-M-I-T-R-I-U-S D-A-N-Z-E-L-F-I-E-L-D-S.
Correct, at gmail.com.
Yep. Yes, at gmail.com, perfect. And I see the phone number here is 702-742-3246. Is this the best one to reach you?
Correct.
Perfect. Okay, and what was your primary address?
It's the same. I got it on record, right? Did I give you my address? It's
no,
the,
I don't have
same
it.
Same as mine. Oh, yeah, 53, 35. Reed Station Street, North Las Vegas, R-E-E-D, Station, S-T-A-T-I-O-N, Street, North Las Vegas, zip code 89031.
Perfect. Again, that was 5335 Reed Station Street, North Las Vegas in Nevada, 89031. Was there an apartment number or was that a house?
No, that was a house.
Okay, perfect. Great. And what was the mother's full name as listed on her birth certificate?
Latoya. Latoya Timothy Woods.
Okay. Latoya, L-A-T-O-Y-A?
Yeah, L-A-T-O-Y-A. Yep, correct.
Okay, perfect. And what was her middle name?
Timothy, T-I-M-O-T-H-Y Woods.
Okay.
W-O-O-D-S.
Perfect. The middle name again, that was T-I-L-O-T-H-Y?
No. T-I-M-O-T-H-Y.
Okay.
Last name Woods.
Perfect. Okay, so it was Latoya Timothy Woods, is that right?
Right.
Okay. And then, okay, are you aware of any custody or parenting related issues just regarding abuse, neglect, any history of abuse, anything like that?
No, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Again, just 1 second. Okay, and yours as listed on your birth certificate would be Demetrius Denzel Fields?
Correct.
Okay. Do you know if there were any of the following issues during pregnancy? Any hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, or HIV or AIDS?
No, ma'am.
Perfect. Okay. And your baby girl, Aaliyah, was she born premature?
Yes.
Okay. And she was born in Nevada, right?
Right.
Okay. Was she diagnosed in the NICU, in the NICU? Did they take her there?
Yeah, the Mount, at the Mount View. After she started taking the, what's that, the NeoSir?
Right. And was that in the NICU in the hospital?
The what hospital?
Was that in the NICU, the neonatal incubation unit at the hospital? Did they put her in that?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I thought you said another hospital name.
No. I'm sorry about that. Okay. Did they put her in there as soon as she was born?
Yeah, as soon as she was born. Yeah, because she was premature. She was 31 weeks.
Right. And when was she released from the from there?
I'd say about October. Yeah, October 2018.
Okay.
About second week.
I'm going to put the 14th as a rough estimate. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
You should be able to confirm with the doctor, too.
Yeah. Again, these estimates is just for them to be able to pull those medical records around that time frame, but the law firm will, they'll get the exact dates on this. Do you know how much she weighed when she was born?
About, give or take, 3 pounds, 1 ounce.
Okay. Okay. And she started being fed the formula right away, right? As soon as she was born?
Right, yeah.
Okay. So that was about August 1st, 2018?
Yeah, around there, yeah.
Okay. And do you know when the last time that she drank that formula
was? It was around August, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Say that again. What was the question?
The last time that she was given the formula.
I don't know. Probably around October, I believe.
Okay. No worries.
Or August, in the August or something like that.
Okay. So between, let's say, when she started being fed, and then when she was diagnosed, it was about a month, would you say?
Yes. About a Okay. About 15 days. That's when she was taking it. So.
Okay. About 15 days.
Okay. Correct.
And was she ever fed breast milk prior to the formula, or was it just the formula?
It was like mixed with like cow milk or something like that.
Okay. Yeah. And what symptoms did she have from drinking it? Did she have any low body temperature, green vomit, trouble breathing?
Yeah, yep.
Okay.
Yeah, problem breathing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did she have any issues with her heart rhythm or any swollen or tender belly?
Nah, not that I know of.
Okay.
No.
How about any trouble feeding, constipation, or dark or bloody stool?
Yeah, yep.
Okay. Again, you do have a copy of the medical records for this?
Correct.
Okay.
Not with me, but yeah.
Yeah, no worries. If you were asked to provide them, would you be able to do that by mail or
correct.
Electronically?
I mean mail, if I got an email.
Okay.
I would have to go to the doctor, ask my doctor.
Yeah, no worries. No worries. And what treatments did your baby girl go through because of the NEC? Was that antibiotics, any blood transfusion?
She took some ampicillin. She had a what surgery was it? Like a laparotomy surgery?
Okay. Yeah. The exploratory laparotomy. Did she ever have a assisted ventilation or a Penrose drain?
No, not that I know. Well, I just know like the doctor like, you know, cut the abdomen and remove like, you know, like dead tissues from the intestines, stuff like that.
Of course. And
she was
have
taking ampicillin.
Like a PIC line either, where they give her medication through almost like a
tubing,
nothing like that. Okay.
Nah, not that I know.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, and that exploratory laparotomy, when was that? Was that in August, or was that more in September?
It was like around, August, like towards the end of August.
Okay.
Again, you have to get to talk to my doctor with that.
No worry, I'm going to put around the last few days of August just as an estimate.
Oh,
again,
yeah,
they'll find the exact dates, yeah. No worry.
Last week or so.
Do you remember the doctor that diagnosed Aaliyah?
Let me see. What was the name? I think it was Romo. I remember the last name was like Romo, son. Dr. Romo. Oh, yeah, Jennifer. It was Jennifer. It was
Jennifer.
Jennifer
Roma?
Yeah. Oh, is it pronounced Roma? Romo? Roma? Yeah.
Okay. And this was in the Mountain View Hospital?
Correct.
Okay. Let's see.
Wow, my other doctor.
Okay. Yeah, I did find a
my other doctor called me too.
Jennifer Romo Santi Stevan. Does that ring any bells?
Say that again?
Jennifer Romo Santi Stevan.
Yeah, that's her. Yeah, that
okay.
One. Yeah, Dr. Jennifer Romo, yeah.
Perfect. Okay, and was she the same one that treated the baby girl? Or she just diagnosed?
Correct.
Okay. Just 1 second, okay?
Oh, I got a jet passing by. Damn, it's about to get real loud. Give me 1 second.
No worries.
It's almost gone. Hold on. You can go ahead. If I don't hear you, I'll just have you repeat it. I got a jet farm, bro.
Yeah, no worries. The place at this Mountain View Hospital, this is the same. So she was diagnosed and born in the same place, right?
Right.
Okay, and then the surgery was in the same location as well?
Right.
Okay. Perfect. Just 1 second. Okay. Was there any abdominal surgeries performed, or did she experience swollen belly with discoloration?
Yeah, so But the doctor, like, she made a cut on the abdomen and removed, like, dead tissues from the intestines.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry about that. And do you know the bell staging of the NEC? Was it stage 1, 2, or 3? Do you remember?
I don't know. I don't know. You have to ask my doctor.
Yeah, no worries.
Hi.
Okay. And again, how is she doing now? Does she have any current symptoms?
No, she's good right now, but like I said, like, you just don't forget about that. You don't be like,
definitely
just keep an eye on them, check up on it. Like, you know, like I said, I have friends that had cancer, and they beat it, and it came back after neglecting it. And
yeah, and it's good just like, to be a little cautious. But I'm really
glad
to hear that she's doing better, of course.
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, we do require an emergency contact just in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Oh, shit. Excuse my language. Let me see. I would have to go through my phone contact. Give me 1 second. Let me see. I'm trying to think somebody that's reliable.
Mm-hmm. Again, we wouldn't really reach out to this person unless we can't reach you for a long time. We typically don't.
Oh, okay,
But it's just someone to have on file.
But I still want somebody reliable.
Yeah.
Just, give me like 10 seconds. Hold on. You know what? I'll just give you my... So the mom don't count, right? Y'all need the mom or...
We can add her, yeah.
Okay. I don't know a number. You know what? I just gave my brothers.
Okay.
It'd be easier if I gave my brothers.
What's your brother's name?
Damascus. DAMASCUS.
Okay, perfect. Damascus. And was he Fields as well?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know his phone
and
number?
The number is, 702. 702-273-9688.
Perfect, brother. And do you know his address by any chance?
Oh, no, he lives with me.
Oh, okay, perfect. Just 1 second. Okay, it auto-resetted this portion here. Do you mind sharing the phone number again?
Oh, no problem. 702-273-9688.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Okay, now I'm just going to add the same address down here. Okay, now I do want to just verify some information with you just in case, you know, if there are any errors, we would have to redo some of this portion here. Remind me, your baby girl, she was born at 31 weeks?
Correct.
Okay, just 1 second.
And she weighed about 3 pounds, 1 ounce, give or take.
Okay.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm sorry. I'm just verifying some information. Just 1 second. Is it okay if I place you on a super brief hold? You're going to hear some silence on my end, but I'm still on the line just verifying the information, okay?
Okay.
Hi, Demetrius, can you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do now is just work on this DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay.
It's electronic, right?
Yeah, exactly right. Okay, do you want this sent to your email, to your text messages, or both?
I guess the email.
Okay. Okay, I'm just verifying the information is correct on here, and it should pop up shortly, okay?
Let me check my email.
Perfect. Let me know when that does come through.
Okay, hold on. One second.
Yeah, no problem.
Are you Carolina Hernandez?
Yes, that's me. And then it'll just have you, like I like to say, just go through the yellow boxes, and then it should be fairly quick.
I don't see nothing with yellow, but it just says review document.
Yes, you're going to click on that.
Okay. I don't see no. Oh, okay. Hold on. I gotta going over it real quick. In 1 second. Sorry, I'm a little allergies kicking in. So I feel everything that's yellow, correct?
Yeah, everywhere that's yellow.
Where it says, like a dark yellow where it says sign.
Yeah, you're just going to click that, and then it should populate tiny little yellow boxes, and you're going to tap on those.
Okay.
Yeah.
One second, I'm almost done.
Hi, Demetrius, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Perfect. I did just receive that DocuSign. Now, you should be getting a text message from me as well. It's going to have my contact information as well as the law firm's contact information. Now, I wouldn't recommend reaching out within the next 48 hours, as they do take a while to process the documents. But if you do have any case-specific questions, you can always reach them, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time, Demetrius. I hope you have a great day.
Hold on one second. Hold on. Does this copy automatically go to my email? Or?
Yeah. It will have a copy with everything on there, so you can read it in your email.
Okay. As long as I click save copy. Okay. Yeah, I see it.
It is pretty quick. And again, just within the next 48 hours, it might take a while for them to reach out, as it does take them a while to process the paperwork. But once they do, they'll give you a call, verify some information, and then you would just reach them for any case-specific questions, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.
Of course. Well, thank you so much for your time. I hope you have a good one.
You too as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.